Did you know that Logia, a journal of Lutheran theology, sells CDs and audio downloads of teachings by some of the top Lutheran theologians in the country? Check out Logia's 99-cent download of the month at shop.logia.org. Shop.logia.org. You'll also find books published by Luther Academy and, of course, the quarterly Logia Journal at shop.logia.org. Continuing education for the confessional Lutheran, shop.logia.org. Now it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a simple game we play here on Fridays. We have been through an entire week of broadcasting, and in the course of that broadcasting, we've heard from some of the very best guests in Christian radio that you could possibly hear. Yes, all in one week. We cover a tremendous variety of subjects, and one of the ways that we like to bring it forward for our listeners and to remind them of what they get here at Issues Etc. and to encourage them to listen a little further is to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Four soundbites to play for you, representative of this week's Issues Etc. programs. We play them and then you vote. You decide which one ought to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's something you like. Maybe you even dislike it. You find it remarkable for any number of reasons. We want you to vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to go first, by the way. 877-623-6943. You can send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Include the reason why you're voting and your city and state. Send us a tweet at @issuesetc, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. And the best vote this week gets the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug pen, bumper sticker, and the Issues Etc. Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad. And you vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or at our Facebook fan page in real time. facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number one this week. It comes from Pastor Paul McCain. We were talking about closed communion, and here he is answering the question why some Lutherans, who should, don't practice it.
I'm growing more convinced that the reason some Lutheran pastors and congregation no longer are willing to practice closed communion is because they simply are no longer willing to insist on the doctrine of the Lord's Supper as taught in the Lutheran confessions. They're no longer willing to regard this assertion in the Augsburg Confession to be absolutely true and binding on them and their ministry, and true and binding for any and all who approach the altar. Quote, "Of the Supper of the Lord, we, that is, the Lutherans, teach that the body and blood of Christ are truly present and are distributed to those who eat the supper, and they reject those that teach otherwise." I'm afraid, and I use that word literally, I'm scared at the thought, do we Lutherans, particularly those who hold the office of the ministry, do we still actually believe what our Lutheran confessions require us to believe, teach, and confess? I'm not so sure anymore.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor Paul McCain, why some Lutherans do not practice closed communion. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Dr. Albert Moeller. Does the story of Elijah and the prophets of Baal from the Old Testament, does that support modern interfaith prayer services?
There is just no way you can read 1 Kings 18 and find any justification for any kind of ecumenical prayerathon, because what that actually would represent is, I think, the antithesis of what Elijah did on Mount Carmel in 1 Kings 18, where he said, if God be God, let him be God. If Baal is God, let him be God. He didn't say, let's have a prayer service and then shake hands and leave. He said, let's let the fire fall. And I realized that the etiquette of contemporary postmodern America is that all persons should just stand beside one another and say, we're together in spite of all of our differences. But what that really implies is a relativity of truth that I think is incompatible with the gospel.
That's soundbite number two. And it's Dr. Albert Mohler does the story of Elijah and the prophets of Baal support interreligious prayer services. Soundbite number three comes from Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse. She's answering this question, why the rush to legalize same-sex marriage in the United States?
Evidence is starting to creep out that the kids really aren't all right, that the children who grow up with same-sex parents in the household, it is simply not true that there's no difference between those kids and everybody else. Adults who were raised in same-sex households are starting to tell their own stories. There is an article from a man in France, 66-year-old man, wrote about his parents divorcing when he was small and his mom moving in with a female lover. And he says, I experienced the loss of my father as an amputation. As an amputation. They're talking about the structural loss of the father. If this information comes out that the kids aren't all right, the gay lobby will not be able to succeed in institutionalizing gay marriage unless they can get it done before the public finds all this out. And I think that's the purpose of the rush.
That is soundbite number three, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse. Why the rush to legalize same-sex marriage? Now, here comes soundbite number four, and get ready to vote, because after soundbite number four, that's what we do. You vote for issues, etc., soundbite of the week. Soundbite number four comes from Pastor Joseph Abrahamson, and he's answering the question why the church retains her traditions and doesn't change them willy-nilly.
One of the great dangers of this is that you isolate whoever you're teaching later on from the historic practice of the church and make the church seem a stranger. And so, for example, we try not to change the words of our hymns over the years too much, because basically if you come up with a brand new translation of a hymn or a brand new translation of scripture that changes the way the words are formulated in a great way, then you're basically robbing the ability of the grandparents to speak with the grandchildren on the same subject. And the same is true with practices. If you don't teach why you're doing a practice, the wearing of a stole, the wearing of an alb, or any of these other outward symbols that aren't required by God's word, what you're actually doing is teaching against it, because we're supposed to guard against those practices that are different from what we learn from God's word, and they become closely associated with the teaching of God's word because they're teaching tools.
All right, that's soundbite number four, and now it's time for you to vote and to pick Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, February the 15th. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943. This break that we're about to take here, it's a great time to call and vote for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-6943. Send your vote to us via email talkback@issuesetc.org. Include your city and state, please, or a tweet at @issuesetc. Or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. The Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for February is a daily devotional resource for Lent titled Restore the Roar. It's written by Issues, Etc. regular guest Dr. Reed Lessing. You can read an excerpt of Restore the Roar at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase this Lenten devotional by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Restore the Roar costs only $2.29 plus shipping and handling, 1-800-325-3040.
By grace I'm saved.
Grace, God's favor because of what Christ has done for you. This is precisely the gift that you will receive at Grace Evangelical Lutheran Church in Strasburg, Illinois. God's grace delivered by the means appointed by our Lord Himself, His word proclaimed and His sacraments rightly administered. Come and receive. Grace, it's not just what we believe, it's who we are. Grace Evangelical Lutheran Church in Strasburg, Illinois.
Grace alone.
Listen to what you want. When you want. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
The church's music from the second century.
Shepherd of tender youth, guiding in love and truth.
The sixth century. The 12th century.
Emmanuel.
The 16th century.
Lord, keep
the 21st century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to go. Everybody needs to go.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. On this Friday afternoon, February the 15th, we're taking your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You give us your vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. You can email us your vote. Remember, your city and state, talk back at issuesetc.org or tweet us at issuesetc or visit our Facebook fan page and vote right there. We've left some space for you to do so. Facebook.com/issuesetc, Facebook.com/issuesetc. Best vote this Friday gets the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and the Issues Etc. Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad. 1-877-623-6943. Is it going to be soundbite number one, Pastor Paul McCain, why some Lutherans do not practice closed communion? Or soundbite number two, Dr. Albert Moeller, does the story of Elijah and the prophets of Baal support interreligious prayer services? Soundbite number three, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse on why the rush to legalize same-sex marriage? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Joseph Abrahamson on why the church retains her traditions? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. We need your reason for voting and where you're listening. Let's start with Linda, who's listening in St. Ann, Missouri. Hi, Linda.
Hi. This was pretty tough. It was several really good sound bites, but I have to go with sound bite number three. And the reasoning behind it is I think our families, our children, are our future. And if they are not ground foundationally in a good example of a mother and a father growing up, that really is important for them. Even though I was widowed and my younger son was only two when his father died, normally your grandparents step in. So my father actually had a lot to do with the raising of my son. So he still had that model in front of him, which I think made him a better young man today. So soundbite number three.
All right. She's voting for Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse on why the rush to legalize same-sex marriage. 1-877-623-6943. Susan listens in Dayton, Ohio. Hi, Susan.
Hello. I am calling to vote for soundbite number four. I believe that the church should maintain its traditions and not change things. It's important so that the religion continues as it was original. And that's how I feel.
All right, Susan, thank you very much, and thanks for listening out there in Ohio. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Jonathan in Los Angeles says, I vote for Dr. Moeller. He's not Lutheran, and he totally gets it concerning syncretism. That's a vote for soundbite number two. Dr. Albert Moeller does the story of Elijah and the prophets of Baal support interreligious prayer services. Here's Scott, who listens in Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. Soundbite number four hits really close to home. I grew up in a congregation that immediately adopted the 1982 Lutheran worship hymnal, isolating generations from one another. Page 136 took page 15 and ran absolutely roughshod over Lutherans who could sing the English Common Service in four parts in their sleep. For all I knew, the hymn really was, "My faith looks trustingly, not my faith looks up to thee." I learned a lot of hymns wrong in my lifetime, 1986, in fact. We had a newer translation of the Small Catechism. I'm thankful that I had a faithful pastor who taught my confirmation class out of the 1943 Catechism, because I can still go back to my home congregation and still recite the meaning of the third article of the Creed with a 90-year-old loved one whose mind is going. I really have to look at the 1980s in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and ask, what on earth were we doing?
You're not alone there, Scott. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Illinois. Pat says, I vote for Pastor McCain as a parishioner. I trust my pastor to get it right so that I can talk about this with others. This disagreement has trickled down to church members so that most people don't even know what they believe either. P.S. It's okay to take your leftovers home in Michigan. Oh, well, thank you very much. She's voting on something else we were talking about earlier today. Let's see. Sarah in Roseville, Minnesota says, I'm torn. As all of the sound bites this week are excellent, reading the subjects, I expect to cast my vote for Dr. Moeller, as it's refreshing to hear someone who's not a confessional Lutheran articulate what the big problem is with interfaith prayer services. I knew, of course, that the general public favors them, but hearing and reading people comment on the recent events, it's been astounding to realize that people can't even comprehend why someone would object to these services. They just don't have a category for it. I was beginning to wonder if only a small subset of confessionalists think the way I do, but I have to cast my vote for Dr. Roback Morse because of the reminder of how this pro-gay propaganda ultimately turns and hurts real people. It breaks my heart, says Sarah in Roseville, Minnesota. Thank you very much, and thanks for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Sabrina says, all wonderful, but I have to vote for Pastor McCain as I see this being an issue in too many churches. Sabrina, thank you. Chris listens in Michigan. He says, I vote for soundbite number one. That's Pastor Paul McCain on why some Lutherans do not practice closed communion. He says, I believe that many pastors were either raised in the Lutheran faith or don't appreciate our Lutheran distinctives, or when they have problems with numbers, they decide to sell out and keep their congregation going. I don't think they realize that they are putting their parishioners in danger by allowing them to take communion without properly considering the body. Chris, thanks for listening in Michigan. Jan listens in Atlanta. Hi, Jan.
Hi. I agree with the speaker's assertion on the crucial nature of closed communion, but not for the reason he described. I've been Lutheran all my life. My husband isn't. In 25 years, I've never taken him to the table with me. So I bring that example to the fore because the Bible says, let a man examine himself. I'm not going to put my pastor in that awkward position. And so I think everyone needs to acknowledge their responsibility in that.
Jan, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Atlanta. Very well put. Thomas listens in Michigan. He says, while Pastor McCain's soundbite is great, I'm going to go with Dr. Moeller soundbite number two, since he drives home the absolute absurdity of anyone using the account of Elijah and the prophets of Baal to justify participating in interfaith vigils or services. And he does so with just the right amount of enthusiasm. I am amazed that some Lutheran leaders and former leaders failed to see that absurdity. Thomas, thanks for listening in Michigan. Thanks for your vote. Janet in Livonia, Michigan says, they are all very good, but I vote for soundbite number four because it speaks to the very serious problem I see in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. People haven't been properly taught the Lutheran faith and what it means in their lives. Proper teaching would have helped avoid closed communion misunderstanding that Pastor McCain spoke of, as well as the unionism and syncretism problems that Dr. Moeller spoke to. Well, thank you very much, Janet, and thanks for listening in Michigan as well. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for February is a devotional resource for the season of Lent that has just gotten underway with Ash Wednesday. It's a daily devotional resource, so there's still plenty of time. There's 40 days in Lent for you to get Restore the Roar from Concordia Publishing House. It's a daily devotional for the season of Lent by Dr. Reed Lessing. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and order Restore the Roar, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Nathan listens in Iowa. He says, tough choice. Got to go with number one, Pastor McCain. He hits the nail on the head. I served a lot of years just down the road from the kinder, gentler, more mission-minded LCMS church that practiced open communion. Naturally, took a lot of heat for it, too. Why can't we do that? The parishioners asked. Finally comes the Sunday when Mr. Mission-Minded stands up in front of the pulpit and says, sorry, I can't be a pastor of this church anymore. I don't believe that the Lutheran confessions teach. I admire his integrity. I just wish he would have admitted it a long time before. He really led that church astray, and the current pastor is a faithful man trying to reinstate closed communion, but it's trying to put toothpaste back in the tube. What a mess. Here's the winner of Soundbite of the Week. This week, according to your votes, Soundbite number one, Pastor Paul McCain, why some Lutherans do not practice closed communion.
I'm growing more convinced that the reason some Lutheran pastors and congregation no longer are willing to practice closed communion is because they simply are no longer willing to insist on the doctrine of the Lord's Supper as taught in the Lutheran confessions. They're no longer willing to regard this assertion in the Augsburg Confession to be absolutely true and binding on them and their ministry, and true and binding for any and all who approach the altar. Quote, of the supper of the Lord, the Lutherans, teach that the body and blood of Christ are truly present and are distributed to those who eat the supper, and they reject those that teach otherwise. I'm afraid, and I use that word literally, I'm scared at the thought, do we Lutherans, particularly those who hold the office of the ministry, do we still actually believe what our Lutheran confessions require us to believe, teach, and confess? I'm not so sure anymore.
All right, that's the winner of Soundbite of the Week. According to your vote, Soundbite number one, Pastor Paul McCain, why some Lutherans do not practice closed communion. Linda in St. Anne, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talk back at issuesetc.org. We'll send you the LPR bundle package. Thanks for all your votes. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, consider joining our monthly or annual giving program, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. Membership benefits include t-shirts, books, transcripts, and advertising for your congregation. Check out the Issues Etc. Reformation Club this weekend, issuesetc.org. Look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses, or call Craig 618-223-8385, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll talk with Pastor Tom Baker about Jesus healing 10 lepers, and we'll also get a biography of 16th century reformer Martin Luther from Dr. Paul Meyer. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.